Hello, I'm Debbie Russ with the BBC News. The Conservative candidate Iván Duque has won Colombia's presidential election with a campaign to overhaul the 2016 peace agreement with FARC rebels. His rival, the leftist former guerrilla Gustavo Petro, supported the peace deal. Our correspondent in Bogotá, Katie Watson, sets out what Mr. Duque hopes to do.
He feels, and it echoes a lot of what people here in Colombia feel, is that the former rebels were allowed to stand for politics before they were tried for their crimes. So he wants to change that. But beyond that, he has kind of toned down his message. He says he's not going to rip it up, but he will make changes. I mean, that is the concern. People are worried about what this will mean for the future of Colombia's peace. That said, I don't think anybody wants to go back. I think everybody in Colombia is united, wanting to move forward. So it's how he does it and how much he can do, because some of the peace deal has been written into the Constitution, so he also might have his hands tied in that respect.
President Trump's wife Melania has entered the debate about illegal immigration, saying the country needs to govern with a heart. She made the comments amid controversy over her husband's zero-tolerance approach towards those who enter illegally. About 2,000 families have been separated after crossing from Mexico in recent weeks. During a visit to the border region, the Democratic Party Senator for Maryland, Chris Van Hollen, was sharply critical of the policy.
This is a choice that the Trump administration has made. It is inhumane, it is cruel, and we are calling on President Trump, who has total control over this decision, today on Father's Day, to end the policy and allow these families to reunite.
Addiction to electronic games has for the first time been officially recognized as a mental health condition by the World Health Organization. Amol Rajan reports.
The new WHO guidelines say that a diagnosis of addiction is warranted when the player's behavior is of sufficient severity to result in significant impairment in personal, family, social, educational, occupational, or other important areas of functioning. The player must also have been addicted for a year. The gaming industry says that the evidence supporting its inclusion by the WHO is highly contested and inconclusive. But medical professionals have successfully argued that, while most gamers don't cause harm to themselves or others, some are addicted and should be treated as such.
World News from the BBC.